We are continuing with 3 minutes of Tehillim. We are up to Perek Yud, Psalm 10. The Mefarshim point out that Perek Yud is a continuation of Perek Tes. Perek Yud has a koteres, has an entitled, you know, chapter beginning, and some sort of theme or entry point, and Perek Yud does not. So Perek Yud is a continuation. It also has certain acrostics, like Perek Tes has. It's somewhat of the order of the Aleph Beis. But Rav Hirsch points out that whereas Perek Tes dealt with sort of the national historic mission of the Jewish people and how they came into challenges and they experienced their national identity being challenged throughout the ages, Perek Yud is a lot more about the individual and how, again, they're facing off against evil. And Perek Yud deals with two parts in the Perek. It's really split up into two parts. The first part is really a protest against evil. And the second is a bakasha, request of God that goodness triumph over evil. Just to highlight a pasuk which we may be familiar with in our davening. So, pasuk tes zayin, Hashem melech olam va'ed, avdu goyim mi'artzo. That pasuk appears in Yehi Chavod, in our pesukei dezimra that we say every day. We say, Hashem is king forever and ever. Even the nations of the world shall perish from his earth. Just want to highlight one pasuk which is really the first pasuk of the Perek, which is very powerful, and it really is a basic question that many people ask when they go through, or somebody in their family goes through a difficult time of crisis. So the pasuk Aleph, this is pasuk Aleph in Perek Yud. Lama Hashem ta'amo barachok. Why, Hashem, do you stand off at a distance? Ta'alim li'itos batzara. And you hide your presence in times of trouble. And Rav Hirsch points out that you can really read the word, the first word, lama, in two ways. There's two ways of reading Hebrew words. You could read it mile ra or mile el. Mile ra is you emphasize the second part of the word, lama. Or you could read it mile el, lama, from the emphasizing the first part of the word. And Rav Hirsch says that the word here, lama, is accented from mile ra, which would mean not why, but rather lama, for what purpose? To what purpose is this happening? And he says, you can ask Hashem, you know, almost like, why are you doing this to me? What's up, right? Or you could say, lama, right? Lama Hashem ta'amo barachok. Why, Hashem, are you, this is the ultimate question of theodicy. That why do bad things happen to good people? And why, Hashem, do I feel Hester upon him? Why do I feel that you're not being part of my life? You're not giving me the way I think life should go is not happening. So I once heard the name of Rabbi Norman Lamb, this very point, and maybe he's getting it from Rav Hirsch, but he said a Jew doesn't ask lama. A Jew doesn't ask why did such a thing happen. A Jew asks lama or lama. For what purpose is Hashem sending me this test? What can I make of this test right now? What am I going to do in this very moment? That's what a Jew asks. And yes, we experience times of Hester Panim. We're experiencing right now a time of confusion and why are things happening in a certain direction. We can ask either lama why and throw up our hands and despair, or we could say, lama, what is Hashem asking of us right now? For what purpose? To what end? What am I going to do with this? That's the question we have to ask, and that's the question that we have in this pasuk, mile ra, when we say, emphasize the latter part, lama, for what purpose are we here in this world, and what purpose are we experiencing this crisis?